Welcome, group leaders, to our eighth podcast of the summer. Today's topic is having an invitational culture. And we've invited Paul Diani, a young group leader, to join us. So, Paul, tell us who you are and what you're about, and tell us about your group.
Yeah, I'm Paul, and me and my wife, Katie, we've been coming to Grace for about 2 years with our two little ones. And I run a men's Bible study group, small group, care group, and we've been meeting for about a year. So, yeah.
That's awesome. So you essentially started a group from scratch, right? Tell me how you did that. How did you get people to come, or guys to come join you?
You know, it definitely was God's divine plan. It was a couple friends of mine from high school, for whatever reason, just started meeting Jesus. And out of the need of discipleship, we started hanging out on Wednesday mornings. And actually, it was you, Kevin, yeah, who kind of found me there. And he said, wait a second, you should lead a group. And it didn't really occur to me at that point. It was kind of informal, but, you know, I thought that makes sense. And, you know, as soon as we kind of made that decision, I was a little hesitant, I'll be honest. I was like, am I ready for that? Do I want that? Mm-hmm. But it immediately was obvious that God was blessing it. And, but yeah, that's kind of how it happened. So we started moving nights and days and planning stuff a little more, but yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, Paul, I know when we've sat down and had coffee multiple times, just your passion for leading other people and pouring into others is just so evident, which I love that. I love that about you. When it comes to your group, you know, your group has obviously grown from members inviting other members. Mm. Tell us, you know, how have you created that culture within your group?
Wow. I think it is a result of the passion of these new Christians, and they would say the same for themselves. There's the scripture that comes to mind is taste and see, which, you know, this mentality of, it's kind of like when you go to a good concert or you watch a good movie. Sometimes you tell people, well, you just got to come and see it. You had to be there, kind of thing, where it's like, I experienced it. I can't vocalize it. But if you just come, you know, and so I think it's a natural response. You know, when you are experiencing something that is life-changing, that you just want to invite other people. And so we're really just kind of riding that. And I think the most likely people to be invited or to be inviting are invited people. So then it kind of just cascades. But
right. Yeah, I love that. That's awesome. So when new people have come to your group for the first time, what does that look like? Like, how has it been received when people join your group, you know, midway through?
Yeah, that's always a challenge. I mean, we are in kind of a unique season where I know a lot of groups are more seasoned. We've only been meeting for a year, so we have been having new people almost weekly, and I think that's just a result of being a new group. But having new people weekly, it kind of has forced us to make sure that our mindset is, okay, if there's new people, we should make sure to explain what we're doing, why we're doing it, what's it going to look like. And so it keeps us in check a little bit to make sure that we're making it an inviting space, where, you know, new guys come, I don't want to freak them out a little bit, you know, that's right. There's a balance in that for sure.
Yeah.
But, so far I think it's been really healthy. We've seen a lot of guys coming back. So yeah, it's been really good.
That's great.
So Paul, what advice would you give to a seasoned group leader, maybe a group that's been together for a time? They've kind of got maybe even set in their ways and comfortable with their group. How would you encourage them to become an inviting group or have an invitational culture when maybe they've, you know, they've gotten past that from the front end?
For sure. Yeah. And that's very easy to do, I can imagine. You know, I've been a part of groups where it's super healthy and comfortable to be around people who you already know, who you can kind of get past those initial things and get into the deep things. And that is really cool. But at the same time, bringing new people in keeps you in a balance of making sure that you are growing and that you're, you know, evangelizing. I mean, the reality is, like right now we're doing a study in Acts, and I brought a list of literally 15 or 20 different instances in Acts where it talks about the church growing and being multiplied. Mm-hmm. And so we're even studying that right now, where you see that as the foundational principle of the church. I mean, the initial command of Jesus, go throughout all the world and make disciples. So there's this we need to question, are we growing? And that multiplication strategy, it's not that it's unhealthy to have a good, close-knit group of guys, but or gals, but are we growing? Are we reaching more people? And I would say to a leader, you lead by example in that. You have to be the one inviting. If your group members see that you're taking the risks and you're bringing people and there's a new person there and they're like, whoa, okay, all right, so he's doing it. I can do it. So, yeah, I would say invite. I mean, it's that simple. Just be the one that's doing it.
That's awesome. That's good. So good. So how has having new people changed the way you lead and prepare for group each week? Like, has it changed at all?
Definitely. Yeah, and like I said before, it's a challenge. I mean, I don't know if there's a right answer to how to do a group, but in response to having new people, yeah, we've tried to make the group, well, you know, I try to be clear about how long the group's going to be. I try to be clear about the things that we're doing and why we're doing them. We give a little background on what we talked about last week, just always, even no matter who's there, because it helps everybody kind of remember, why am I here? What are we doing? Where are we headed? Where have we been? You know, we can grow a little comfortable with the people that we're familiar with. You know, if my cousin comes over to my house, I might not clean it up. It might be a little messy. He can deal with the dishes. But when there's new people coming, there's a sense of expectation where it's like, I want to make a good first impression.
Yep.
And I think having that mentality is healthy. And you might lose that if you don't keep inviting new people. And it really, by caring for new people, you're actually caring and respecting everyone more.
That's good.
That's rich.
Yeah.
That is good. That's good. So how has this group made an impact on your life personally?
I think, you know, the truth is I've been through seasons where I wasn't in a good group community, and I know it can become easy to get used to that. And there is a sacrifice in giving time and giving energy and thought to being a part of a group. But I don't ever want to go back to being used to not being a part of community. Because now knowing what community is like and the richness that it adds to my life, I don't want to do life without it. And I don't have to. Cool. And I never will, you know, God's plan. But like, I never want to do life without this. So
awesome.
It's huge, huge for me.
Love that.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for your words of wisdom. We certainly appreciate you and your youthfulness and your exuberance to invite. You know, some of us need that reminder. It's just true.
No,
so
yeah, for sure.
Thank you so much for joining us this week. Group leaders, here's your challenge for the week. Here's your action step. Listen to what we've talked about here and create an invitational culture for your own group. What does that mean for your group? When's the last time you had a new person show up, right? So fall's coming. We're starting groups again. So be invitational. Thank you, friends. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.